Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your August forecast. And this is a big month. This is the most potent, spiritually nourishing, enlightening month of the entire year, if not many, many years to come. There's so much going on, and you probably know by now that it is eclipse season. Yes, this is a month of eclipses, and eclipses are really potent. If you know anything about full moons and new moons, how powerful they are, well, eclipses are exponentially more potent than that. It's like moons just beyond, okay? So any power that any of these lunations have is even more exponential now. So because we have our first eclipse August 7th, you're actually already feeling the effects now. You've probably been feeling it all through July and probably even before that. The eclipses bring up deep truths. They bring up things that have been buried. Things that you've been not wanting to deal with, intuitive information, emotions that you haven't processed. So things have been coming up the past few weeks. Things have been being brought to light, revelations. And the eclipses tend to have such a powerful truth serum to them that it's one of those situations usually when you're like, whoa, why didn't I realize that before? Like, what was I thinking? Why didn't I see that? It seems so obvious now. Well, it may be obvious after the fact, but the thing is, you know, we have emotions and we have karmic patterns that have been buried for months, years, and maybe even lifetimes. So this is the time when you're going to be seeing things in a new light. And it's okay that you didn't see everything all at once. We have a lot of intuitive information coming to us at all times. And it's hard to process it all in our conscious life. And this is part of why the eclipses happen every 6 months, because it's a reset. Think of it like when there's a computer that just gets stuck, you've got too many programs open and it gets stuck, and then you hit the restart button. And then it's okay again. That's what the eclipses do. They, all this light, there's a sense where we come into darkness momentarily. So the light of the external world is blocked out and we can look inside. That's what that darkness is about. It's bringing up shadow, parts of us that are buried, and it helps us look inside. That's what eclipses do. So on August 7th, we have a full moon eclipse. Now, full moons are always a time of bringing things to light, right? So when the moon is as lit up by the light of the sun, it brings things to our consciousness. The sun is our consciousness and the moon is our subconscious and our unconscious. So things come to light, they come full circle. Well, again, the eclipses magnify that. So you are going to have a big revelation. Now, the sun is in the sign of Leo, so Leo is ruled by the sun. So that's a really good match there. It's all about the sun and how you radiate in the world and shine your light. Now, it is opposing, that's what the full moon are, it's opposing our moon in Aquarius. The sun in Leo is opposing our moon in Aquarius. Now, the moon is the inner life, and Aquarius is all about being a humanitarian, bringing your unique vision to the world for the greater good, what you are doing to benefit the greater good. So there's this polarity right now coming to light within you and within our world as well about how do I shine as my unique self? How do I celebrate myself? How do I take care of myself? Which is Leo things, right? How do I celebrate this amazing being that I am and benefit the greater good? You want to do both. So there's probably something within you, things that have been coming up, and they'll really be coming to light now, where you're realizing, hey, maybe I give too much to the greater good. Maybe I don't take care of myself. You're learning the difference between being of service and being of servitude. You're learning how taking care of yourself does benefit the greater good. So during that full moon, it's a great time to write down everything that you're grateful for, because this full moon is a time of celebration. And also write down all the things you're going to get let go of, all the ways that you diminish yourself or that you sacrifice your well-being for other people, whether that's your family, your friends, your clients, your colleagues, your career, doesn't matter. Just really tune in and let go of all those aspects that really don't serve you anymore. Okay, now on the 21st is the total solar eclipse, the new moon eclipse in Leo. Ooh, this is a big one. Probably heard of this, the Great American Eclipse, because we're going to be visible all through the United States. It's casting its shadow all through the United States, okay? And just because it's most visible in the United States and will definitely affect us here in the United States really profoundly, everyone around the world will feel the effects of this. This is huge. So this is on August 21st. The new moons are always a time of fresh starts and new beginnings. During this eclipse, when the sun is eclipsed by the moon, as Pink Floyd says best, when the sun is eclipsed by the moon, this is time of your inner light blocking out the outer light of the sun. So it's a total reset where you are looking inside and really paying attention to your Leo energy, because the sun and the moon are both in Leo. Now, not just in Leo, they are in 29 degrees Leo. This is the master number of Leo. It's the final degree of Leo, it's mastery. The star of Regulus, it's the star of the lion, the royal star of the lion. This is the degree of Leo that represents royalty and being a king, whatever that means. So you're really learning how to be a leader. And we're also going to be experiencing the shadow elements of that, where people can be egotistical or authoritarian. But we're also learning how the bright and positive sides of being a leader. How can you be the master of your domain? How can you shine more brightly? How can you live bigger and bolder than you've ever done before? And just like the totem of Leo, which is the lion, how can you have more fun and play and be passionate? How can you live that life bigger than you've ever done? So I highly suggest that you set some really powerful intentions during that new moon. And because this is associated with fire, maybe you light a candle or have a bonfire or dance around a fire, because Leo is playful and fun and creative. Be creative, draw fire or draw something, be creative. This is a really amazing time to create the life that your soul intended, where you are the master of your domain, where you are living large, where you are living your passions in a big, bright, and powerful way. Now, if you don't know exactly what that will look and be and feel like for you, you can simply set your intentions to be more confident and courageous and powerful and have a bigger and bolder life than you're experiencing. Just set that out to the universe and let the universe do its magic. This is such a beautiful, beautiful day. And the things that happen during these new moon eclipses, they will manifest very powerfully for at least 6 months, most likely many, many years to come. So it's a time of completing something and starting something new. This is a brand new cycle for you. This is a revelation to how to live a better life. So take advantage of it. Now, there's a lot going on that's going to bring your focus more internal. So in addition to these eclipses, Mercury is in retrograde. Oh my goodness. So, you know, it's not just Mercury. We have five planets in retrograde plus Chiron, which is the wounded healer. So there's so much in retrograde right now, and retrogrades always bring an internal focus to everything. Retrogrades always teach you to look within. So it's not a rushing forward energy. So everything going on this month is about taking you back to yourself, taking you back before you rush ahead. So I'm hoping that you're going to really pace yourself this month, okay? So Mercury retrograde, you know the drill. No contract. Don't sign contracts if you can help it. Really back up your computers ahead of time, retrace your steps, but there's so much more to that. And you know what? You might be signing a new contract during this Mercury retrograde. You might be getting married. A lot of big things could happen, because this is a time these eclipses are bringing about tremendous change. So don't worry if you have something big planned. You probably do, and I hope you have something big planned this month. So just know that you have to be very thorough. You have to really think about things and process things and know how they're going to affect you long term. So Mercury is going to be retrograde in Virgo from August 12th through the 30th, so this whole month, and then after that it goes into Leo, back into Leo. So this is a time of processing. This is a time of going back and retracing your steps and your thoughts and the way you've done things, the way you communicate with yourself and others. It's really incredible. Now, there's some more like of this internal retrospective energy. Our numerology for this month, August 2017, is an 18 universal month. In the tarot, that is the moon card, okay? So 18 reduces to 9, which is the number of the hermit as well. So this is all about introspection, looking within and reconnecting with your inner self and your inner life and really tuning out the opinions of others and how other people are affecting you. This is time to individuate. So this 18 in the tarot, so many lessons here with this 18. If you look at it in the tarot, you see there is a dog, there's this water, which is your subconscious and your unconscious, and there's this dog on one side and this wolfy kind of creature on the other. So you have the domestic and the instinctual, domestic and wild. This is a time when you are taking a step forward into the unknown. And you'll see these pillars, those two pillars. You see those pillars sometimes, that number 11 that represents those pillars with that gateway into the unknown. You see that path going through the pillars there because you are stepping into unknown territory. You are going through a passage of your soul into an aspect of your life, a deeper, more soulful part of your life, and you're going to the unknown. And so you have to listen to your conscious mind, which is one pillar, and your subconscious mind, which is the other, and you're going on the path in the center of that. So you're connecting your intuition with your logic, and you're learning how to tune into both. And that's a lot of what this energy is teaching you right now, to listen to your intuition more, to tune into the deeper parts of yourself that you've been ignoring. This is so good for you. Now, if you have been ignoring those parts of yourself, the world will reflect that this month in a bigger way. So your circumstances, relationships will bring up for you anything that you've not been paying attention to that the universe wants you to pay attention to. Now, if you've been living like that, this may be like a cruise walk, right? into a really great new terrain that you've been wanting to expand into. It could be a mixture of both. Be ready for anything and everything because it could all happen here. What one thing is in common is that this is a time when you are meant to go within and face your truth and live your truth so you can live the life your soul intended. So I have three steps for you to navigate this really incredible spiritual terrain here. So the first thing is let go of anything that doesn't serve you. Now, the image that my spirit guides gave about this was that spring thaw, that people go river rafting in the spring because the water is just like rushing and it's really moving fast, and it's that whole cleansing after winter. It's that cleansing and that nutrifying that water is bringing. It's also super fun to go on those rafts and like really ride that current. It could be a bumpy, yet it's super exhilarating and exciting ride, and you could be laughing the whole way. The one thing they tell you when you're on those rapids, do not resist. Resistance is futile. You want to ride it. You want to go with it. You want to see where things are taking you. So These spiritual waters are going to be cleansing parts of your life that no longer benefit you. They're going to be washing away things that you've been holding on to, maybe like you're holding on to a rock and the universe is trying to say, go this way, keep moving. Don't hold on to this. We're taking you somewhere else, somewhere better. So you need to really consciously let go of the people and the relationships and the circumstances that aren't benefiting your well-being. So pay attention, because the universe is going to make it very clear to you whether you're meant to move on or not, okay? Now, the second thing is make sure you're focusing on what's going on inside of you. You are the calm in the storm here, okay? Doesn't matter what's going on the outside. Everybody's going to be handling these eclipse energies differently. Some people are going to project on you. Some people are going to blame you. Some people are going to act weird, and you know, it's like lunar energy always does, like lunatic energy, right? Like it doesn't matter. Not everyone responds the same way. So you want to make sure you're paying attention. You know, that 18 energy really teaches you to look within for answers. This isn't about like people telling you what's best for you or you looking outside. You really must tune in. The retrogrades, the numerology, the eclipses is all very internal energy, teaching you how to pay attention to your feelings, how to pay attention to what your true desires are, and pay attention to how you're responding to things, okay? Because you know what's right for you, so stay calm as you're doing that. So this brings me to number three. Keep calm and talk to your guides, because they have all the answers for you. There's nothing to worry about. This change is incredible for you. You're meant to get taken to a higher plane. You're meant to live a bigger and bolder and better life. So your guides are going to show you how to get there. You're navigating through unknown terrain there, but they can see what you can't see, right? You've got all these helpers guiding you. That's why they're called spirit guides. They're like your Sherpas. So if you want to know, like, what do you do next? You ask your guides, what's my next step? And to listen to them, you tune into your body to find out, like, what's your next step? Or you pay attention to the signs, or you pay attention to your dreams, or you look out for synchronicities. Your spirit guides are going to keep guiding you toward the right people, circumstances. They're going to put things in your path, so it's very important that you're paying attention to that. Again, they really communicate very well to you through your dreams. So if you wake up with a dream, write it down and ask your guides, what does this mean? What are you trying to show me? Does this relate to this? Because you're going to get a lot of information now through your dreams and through signs and synchronicities in the world. So I hope that you pay attention to your intuition, and I hope that I've given you the tools to do that. And if you've enjoyed this video, please share it with your friends. I know that they will appreciate that you are helping them with this. So I am wishing you the most amazing August and beyond. I love you so much. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.